I'm here today talking to Gemma Diamond, Project Manager at Audit Scotland, about our latest report, Managing ICT Contracts, an audit of three public sector programs. Just to be clear, for the sake of this podcast, that ICT stands for Information and Communication Technologies. Gemma, what's this report about?
Our report looked at the management of ICT programs in three public sector bodies. They were the Crown Office and Procurator Fiscal Service, Disclosure Scotland and Register Scotland. Each of the programmes had encountered some problems which led to either delay or cancellation of the programme, and our report wanted to identify what lessons could be learned from these public sector programmes to help any future programmes of this kind.
Okay, and what have you found?
From looking at the three programmes, we found significant weaknesses in the management of these three ICT programmes. Some of these weaknesses stem from a lack of specialised skills, but also we found weaknesses in basic project management. Small bodies such as the ones that we looked at in this review only undertake complex ICT programmes very infrequently and therefore cannot really be expected to retain the necessary skills in-house. We say the Scottish Government needs to consider what role it should play in providing access to the skills required.
How much money are we talking about here? I mean, how much has been spent, how much has been lost, and what do we actually have to show for it all?
In terms of the money spent, it's actually easiest to break this down by individual body. So firstly, for the Crown Office, they were developing a new case management system but cancelled it before it got into the construction phase. And they've written off the £2.3 million they had spent to date. They have been able to use some of the work that they did to map the processes required to streamline future procedures. For Disclosure Scotland, they were introducing a new system to deliver the Protecting Vulnerable Groups legislation. They've spent £19 million, that's £1.9 million to date. And whilst the project is currently running about 18 months behind time, they do expect to have the system working properly by early new year and will bring it in within budget. For Register Scotland, they entered into a 10-year partnership agreement to deliver a day-to-day ICT system and some projects to change the way they deliver their services. They've spent £112 million to date and have had to write off £6.7 million as they cancelled two individual projects. Register Scotland have just given exit notice with the supplier to terminate the agreement early, and they are now negotiating what compensation will be payable.
Okay, you spoke about there being some weaknesses in the sort of specialised skills involved with ICT, but also about there being problems with the basic project management. What sort of things are you talking about there?
There were weaknesses in four areas of project management. Firstly, within the quality of the business cases, which varied greatly between the three bodies. For example, the Crown Office did not provide costings for what the programme would cost over its life, and therefore you could not really assess the value for money of each of the options within the business case. Most of the bodies had governance structures in place, but they weren't necessarily adhered to all of the time. For example, at Register Scotland, they had a set procedure for referring significant issues to the top-level board, but this wasn't kept to in all cases. There were weaknesses in financial control. At Register Scotland, they had limited oversight of what the programme as a whole was spending, just individual projects within the programme. And at the Crown Office, there was a lack of detailed reporting of time, quality and costs. Lastly, independent assurance. Each of the programmes had some level of independent assurance on their programme, but the findings weren't necessarily always taken into consideration. For example, at Disclosure Scotland, they had an independent assurance report which highlighted potential issues due to a lack of testing, and those issues did actually come to fruition.
Ken, just lastly, what do you want to see happen now?
Our report makes a number of recommendations, mainly aimed at the Scottish Government, and for them to consider how to improve the strategic oversight of ICT investment and individual ICT programmes. They need to look at how best to provide access to the skills required for future ICT programmes. Also, we provided a list of questions to help support the scrutiny and challenge role of individual ICT programmes. They can be used by board members and also by senior management to help ask the questions that are needed of these ICT programmes.
Gemma, thanks very much.